All right, we are in Siman Ayin Sivav. Okay, Yesh Oisim Mitein Basar Shel Nimlach Klal. There are those who it's usher to put any meat which wasn't salted, or Shenimlach Upala Koldamo, or, you know, let's say you bought it out of the, you know, bought it from the store or something. Im Basar Shenimlach Kodem Pleitas Dam. Pleitas Dam. Right? You can't put it together with a piece of meat which is being salted. The fisher abasa shel nimlach or shel nimlach upalat kol damo choizu b'leivim asher chaveru polei. Because then it's gonna, if it's not being polled itself, then it's gonna be, it's gonna, you know, it's gonna absorb the blood from the other piece. Yesh matirin ayde melicha shim lchenu acharkach. Some say you could still do melicha afterwards ki az yaflit kol dam shabala. Because then it'll go back and depolate all the dam that it absorbed. Yesh batirim b'cholze. Some say it doesn't make a difference. That by a case of the buster that wasn't the meat that wasn't salted already. So it's everyone. The matir the chachil yishalchus shdivir ha'isrim. Again, we're talking about a case where the matirim or the if you do the material in all the cases to go do melicha again, because that melicha will take out the other dam. However, the chachila, the mechaber says you should be chayshish for the oisin haga. If you'll be the evan noagin la osroi in awful baso shekvar palak kol damba with siroi. The Ramah says that if you bought a piece of, you have a piece of meat you took out of your freezer, and you decided to, you know, for some reason you're salting meat, yeah, whatever, you shechted your chicken, whatever, and it fell into the bowl or whatever it is, into the tzir, we ask it be the evid. There's nothing you can do. Well, baso shalosha adayin shir melicha. I have
Right, so it's halak kol
bit zero.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, it's after 12 hours, whatever. It's a basa shalosha adayin shir melicha. Then it's also be asr filu be the evid. A piece of meat which hasn't been salted yet. So that already we say, okay, fine, you can salt. You're going to salt it anyway. But a piece of meat that was already done everything, then we ask for b'di'evid. Yesh, I mean, shekol me'esa esa achas shenimlach politzir. Now, unlike what the mechaber said before, that's 12 hours. Ramos says that there are shitas who hold that that politzir is they're making up until 24 hours. V'im naga tozban zela basa shenimlach losha adayin shir melicha eno nesar. So there, and therefore, there are, even though yes, the minig is the hachmir, but the Ramah brings the kula that okay, but if it's still within 24 hours, then it'll be okay with melicha, obviously. So right.
The shir melicha means how long?
Not the shir the. V'lo shah adai, no, it's a basar shenim la v'lo shah adayin shir melicha. It didn't, I guess, 18 minutes or an hour or whatever, then we can, I guess, we can start the kulas, and it won't be also. Ach, b'machum she'ein hefse meruba, isha also achal yubeishoz, if there's no hefse meruba, then you should be machmir for 12 hours. Yeah. According to that, ein la hachmir klal. But before 12 hours, it's being polite, you don't have to worry about it. Kol shekenim lo nimlach klal, kol shekenim, if it wasn't salted at all, the feeling nafal at tzir mamash, even if you just touch it, it fell into a pool of tzir, ein lo osroi. We can't ask for it, darmina, ayodei shirifil dam bidei, yiflo gam kein, mashabolu imakom acher. We say that whatever, it even to absorb dam from the other piece. When you salt it, everything's going to come out. Right? So for example, you have a bunch of meat you're salting, and one of the pieces falls into the tzir, then it's okay. Let's say you're doing a lot of melicha, and one of the pieces falls. It was salted already, but it didn't get to shir melicha. Then it's also yesh lahatir. Again, not that if it fell in and you didn't realize it and it was in there for a whole day, then there's nothing to do. Then there's even salting won't get it out. It's sleep maybe. Ach im shah shir melicha, if it sat for shir melicha, but nafal the tzir, then it fell into the tzir. Yesh oisim oisar vishal kolazman pleitas tzir. There are those that aser. Because then, once it's then already, it's like the case of the, even though it's being pulled seer, but if it's bolea the dam, so we say okay, it's mutter because you're gonna salt it, and it's just like it's pulled its own dam, you pull it this dam, but once it's a cheer melicha and it's not being pulled dam, so therefore with the pleat of seer, right, the fact that it's been pulled seer is not enough to pull out the. The other dab. Mikol makom, the tzarach has to gadol yishahatir gam bezeh, kolzam pleita tziro, and the Rama says that in a chanami, as long as it has to gadol, as long as it's been pulled tzir, it's okay. Hayitoch yu beishos, ayidei shiyachzor yidachenu, that you have to go ahead and wash it off again, and then do melicha. V'yachzor yimlechenu, right? And then do melicha again. V'chein in nafal tzir kodesh hashah shir melicha. Let's say it fell into tzir for 18 minutes. Yadichenu, again, the same thing that the Rama brings a new nekuda that you have to do hadacha of yimlechenu and then wash off the salt and then melech it again. And if you didn't do that, so it's mutter b'di'evid. So the kids, what Lamaisa comes out from the Ramah, there's been hagim, there's kulos, and there whatever. If it falls in, if a piece of meat that wasn't salted, but it's after shir that it wasn't salted. Or was salted and it's less than shir melicha and it fell into tzir to wash it off and resalt it. That's what comes out. But yevid, if you didn't, it's okay. But yevid, even if it's after shir melicha and you didn't, you should do hadach. You didn't do hadach, it's also okay. But these are all the things you should do. Again, the fear ingin. The chosel lamayri ela b'tzir shehu koroseach. Revur leel simin samechtes. And this is only as long as the tzir is considered roseach. Well, dam be'en, but dam be'en shenafa al basar. Let's say you shechted a cow, shechted an animal, chicken, whatever, near the other chickens, right? You're salting and about to salt, and blood splatters on it. Shehu toich shir milichasoi. It fell onto the piece of meat, the chicken. Within the 18 minutes, who chashuv kiroseach, and it's enough that the kemavur lekaman seven tari aleph and the melach is considered roseach. Nesa habasar, then it becomes aser. Lagabi dam be'en lo amrina aydi yatar liflo lo bala lo kabala kachpolta. We had the different svaras. That is being polite, or that bol kachpolto, or any of these kulas don't apply by dam be'en that has fallen on it from the outside. Hada svina, again, it's also only the klipa that's going to answer it. Hada svina is like a shenafel tzir, hainu dafka masher is like a tzir, and that which, if it's usher, we said before, fell to tzir, it's only that which is in the tzir, like we said before, but masher lamalamin a tzir shari. That's okay. We said this numerous times. Amiu mashiv esoicha tzir ne'asar miyad. Remember, that which is in the tzir is ne'asar miyad. Now, this is the chiddush over here, is that Rama says, ein shir ladavar, that we don't know how long it takes. So therefore, if it falls into the tzir, which is roseach, then it becomes asar miyad. This is like also any other issur v'heter. We don't say, well, think it's called, it's called. But here, a melech is Roseach, and it falls in, so therefore it's going to be Neser Miyad. Now we have a new Nakuda in the Ramah that, let's say there was a pool of tzir on the ground and it fell into that. Dina Kiila Haisa Tzir Bakli. It's the same din as if the tzir is Bakli. We had the similar case before by Klisha in a Manukov that we shouldn't put it straight onto the ground because then it's considered that that's not considered drainage. So too over here, it fell onto the ground. Then it's also considered, it also comes also. Basa shenaga b'chaticha shenim l'cha b'kli she'ena manukov. Meat which touched another piece, which was salted in a kli she'ena manukov, nesra, and that piece became also. Yidak il naga b'tzir. This piece of meat has a din of tzir, and therefore if it touches that piece of meat, it's roseach, and therefore asers the clean piece of meat. Safik tzir, safik mayim mutter. But let's say a felon, you're doing salting on, you know, onto the ground, whatever it is, and let's say that a piece of meat and you see it, like you see there's like a stain and there's like, you know, there's liquid on the ground. You don't know if it was from that or water, or you had spilled water. You don't know which it is. Already it's mutter the tzir de rabbanon. So tzir is only the rabbanon by dam, because it's dam shemalach. It's fake the hakel, and any suffix, and the actual suffix is the hakel. And see meurav imayim. If you have tzir which is mixed with water, afilo hayu hamayim muatim. Even if it's just a little bit of water, I don't know if it means you put a drop in, but it means by muatim. There is quantity of water, but it's not rov. It dilutes it, and it won't become usher. Din kavush ayin lekaman simin kofei. The dinim of kavush we'll see in kofei, but these are the dinim of the Quran of melicha.
It makes sense
to put a little bit, you know, you put some water in, right, and then you don't have any, and then you don't have any issues, correct? And that that's an easy way to get rid of the problems. Okay, Ayin Aleph. Now we're going to get into all the dinim of melichas of different parts of the body. This is harosh chotcha l'shtayim. You want to salt the head. So you need to go ahead and cut it into half. Molchol yofel tzad pnim. V'choyizu maleach al ha-seyar. She'en ha-seyar ma'akev v'li ha-melech ha-haflit dan. There's two issues with the head. Obviously, if the head's whole, we had this in Samaches. If the head is whole, and you want to salt it, it's like a cliche in a manukuv. So therefore, it's the brain and whatever meat is in there is going to become asr. So you need to cut it in half. And then there's a second din that you have to be sure when you salt, you should salt both sides of the meat. So therefore, by the head, you have to get inside. You have to go ahead and maleach inside. And then the chiddush is on the outside that you salt on the, you know, you don't have to skin it on the outside. You can salt on the outside of the skin, and that would be enough to pull out the blood. I don't know, thicker, thin hair. I mean, if you have a bison, maybe you're right. As with thick hair, a thick mane, I mean, you're right. It'd be more of an issue. But we're talking about, right? You know, a regular hour. You have thick wool of a sheep. That might also be. But the regular hair of a cow or things like that, the fur is fine. Right? If a big woolly sheep, it could be. I don't see anyone, but yeah, it makes sense that you would, you know, has to get on. Put it this way: has to get onto the skin. You know, so if it's too much hair, then it won't, and yeah, there's an issue. Beis hatalafim mechatech osam ma'at lamata. You want to salt the legs. You have to pierce the hooves b'malchol, because again, it's like cliche in a manukov, because there's no drainage, because it salts down to the hooves and there's no drainage, so you have to pierce it. Yaniach makom mechatech lamata And there also you want to get to both sides. You also should salt on the outside on the skin. Gimel hakrum sha'ala moach yish b'chutim, what's officially called the meninges for all the anatomy buffs. It's the membrane on the outside of the brain, yish b'chutim. It has blood vessels. We mentioned this before in Hichos Dam. Moach atzmoi yesh bo dam, and the brain itself has blood. Ve'eni yoytzei midei damo v'melichas harosh, and it won't stam. It won't be enough to be polite the blood, but it would just be molech, but salting the head. Fisher etzem harosh makifai. And this is really explaining back last Yusifim, because you have the skull is around it. But only the fun of the ain makom the dam lozov, and there's no place for the dam to go. Lefichah chabal mochol koro. Let's say you don't want to cut it in half. You need to koro motzi hamoach. Then you want, if you don't want to cut the head in half, then you should go ahead and take out the brain or korea hakrum, and you have to go ahead and break open the membrane or mocho, and then you can go ahead and salt it.
If you cut
the whole skull in half, there's no problem. This is, you want to keep it whole for whatever reason. The sheep's head by on Rosh Hashanah is very, because of certain, If you want to salt the head and with the brain inside, for some sort of delicacy, I have no idea. I mean, sweetbreads are, can be tasty if a person likes eating them. I guess if you want to, using up the whole head. Yininko ve'etza kenegad akrum, you have to go ahead and drill a hole through the skull by the membrane where it's broken. Yininko ve'etza akrum, yimlach v'yaniach hanek of the mata, and you have to be sure to keep the hole at the bottom so blood drains out. Umotar afilu kadeira, then it's even mutter to boil it. Nagav v'ayin le'el sim samaches ketanogin l'chachila. Rama talks about it in Samaches, how you should do it properly. Obviously, if you turn, and the Rama says over there, if you put it by the neck, if you put it head up, that's also fine, because then the blood will drain out that way. And if you salted it whole without making a hole, krum b'moach asurim, then they're all asur. V'shar rosh mutter, but anything on the outside will be mutter, including the tongue, because it's by the mouth and there's a place to drain it. V'kol shekem shar basar she'imo, or any other meat which is stuck, it's just the brain and the membrane, which become asur. Hakulis v'shar atzamos she'esh behem moach, bones which have marrow in them, tzrichim melicha, they also need melicha. V'melicha sa'etzem moil l'moach shebekirbo, and salting the bones helps get out any blood from the marrow. V'ein tzarech linko ve'etzem, and it's bones are porous, so you don't need to go ahead and make a hole in the bone. It's better not to go ahead and to salt a bone with other meat. But the Evid Shari, we're talking about here like a big marrow bone. I don't think it means that you can salt a whole leg, but you shouldn't go ahead and take a bone. You want to have the marrow and just salt the bone, because then it's totally different. But again, as the Shach says, the shaper dummy. It's poshut that you can, like I said, salt the leg with its own basar. It's just, if you want to go ahead and have a bone, you want to put you clean off the bone and you want to have it with a marrow, and you shouldn't salt it together with other pieces of meat, because it could be that then it's belief any of the pieces of meat. The plate and the bliya work, might work a little bit differently. I don't remember, but Right, Ayin Beis, Velichas Halev Haraya. Aleph, Halev Miskabetz Hadam B'Soichoi B'Shas Shchita. We'll start with Hatama. That the issue with the heart is that during Shchita, blood pools inside the heart. L'fichach Tzarech L'Karo, Kodem Melicha, you want to salt it, you need to cut it open before you do Melicha. L'hotzi Damo, and then squeeze out the blood. And then you can salt it afterwards. And then it's even mutter levashalit. The Ramah says, however, there are those that say that you should never do bishul on it, and you can only roast it. Again, the mechaber holds you can cook it, fry it up. I don't know, whatever. Those machmirin that even with melicha, with kriya melicha, that you shouldn't do it because maybe you'll cook it. You know, there's a Merav Yerushalmi. It's a dish. I think it has all these like funny stuff in there, hearts and spleens and whatever. So the question is that lechachila to eat that or not for Ashkenazim. Because the chachila, you know, it could be because but frying could be cooking.
If it's oil,
if you're using oil, if it's just on a griddle, right? Just then it could be that doesn't make a difference. But if it's
flat griddle, it's not
no, you salted it already. Ramah says it should be machmir. Only eat it. You'll only eat it roasted, not roasted. So you can't make a fried dish out of it. Okay. Unless there's no oil, it's something else. It's not bishul. But if there's oil, then that's called bishul. And then it according to Ramah, it's better. You know, it's meish machmir, and it's better not to do that because it's
after salting,
afal pikein, because you might come to go ahead and cook the lay and come to cook a lay without opening it, you know, then it's a new, that's a zera. If you did, you did, and it'd be mutter. But al chopanim l'chachila, you shouldn't. It could be. All right, this way I think we'll stop here.